Let's get our morality from the world, from the culture, and then come to the scriptures and find a way in which we can argue the legitimacy of it. That's going on all over America, all over the churches. It's happening right now. I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but occasionally, like about once a week, I'll go onto Twitter and have a look. And really for one particular account, I don't know why, because it makes me so angry and miserable. It's this account where the guy, is the handle is Woke Preacher Clips. And he has these woke preacher clips, and it's all these little clips of what religious Christian leaders are saying today in the church. Conversations about racism, sexuality, whatever's in vogue. You want to see how messed up the church is? Go there. It is frightening. Sitting here in the house of God, I trust each week, no matter who stands behind this pulpit, they open up the Word and they endeavor to give you the Word of God as it's found, as it's given, as God has intended. But that is not the norm in much of evangelical churches today. It's utterly stunning. And you'll justify it if you're not careful. If your mind does not meditate on the scriptures, if you'll not see the errors. You'll look at what they're saying. You'll look at their conversations, as I'm sure, sadly, thousands of them do. And you'll look at it and go, yeah. You'll nod away. Yeah, I see their point. But the Joshua, his mind is saturated upon day after day of meditating in the Word. He's repulsed. This is contrary to God. This is rebellion. This is what happens when a generation arises and does that which is right in their own eyes.